Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about livestock contests at 2017 State 4-H Congress. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, summer is almost here, and many young people will be getting out of school soon. This must mean that State 4-H Congress is fast approaching. What is State 4-H Congress?
State 4-H Congress is an annual event that's designed to supplement the county 4-H programs. This event provides positive leadership and educational opportunities for senior 4-H age members from across the state in an effort to develop these young people to their full potential to hopefully become productive citizens and catalysts for positive change to meet the needs of a diverse and changing society.
So why do young people attend State 4-H Congress?
There's lots of reasons why young people will attend a 4-H State Congress. One, it allows for the demonstration that 4-H is a major statewide educational program. It also allows for delegates that are at Congress to increase their knowledge and skills as they have opportunities to participate in a practical learning experience. They can develop new life skills and learn leadership development. It also provides delegates an opportunity to participate in a democratic process, as there'll be several 4-H'ers who'll be campaigning and running for an election to serve on the State 4-H Council of Officers. There's also lots of recreational and social opportunities for youth. There's also opportunities for youth to compete in state events where winners are selected and they're recognized for their project work.
So who attends State 4-H Congress?
Any 4-H member that's between the age of 14 and 18, based on their 4-H age off of January 1st of 2017, can attend 4-H Congress. Usually the people that attend here have either won some contest in their county through a visual presentation, a judging, or a miscellaneous contest. Maybe they're here as a candidate to run for an office, or maybe they're here to participate in some of the educational workshops.
Now tell me about the livestock contests that are available to youth at 4-H Congress.
Yeah, over about a day and a half, we have about 11 different contests that youth can compete in. As youth check in, we collect posters for our dairy poster contest. We have three age categories, and this year the dairy theme is Get More With Milk. So youth can turn in those posters and they'll be judged and evaluated, and we'll place the top three in that contest. To kick off the first day of Congress, we'll have a beef visual presentation contest, a sheep, swine, and meat goat visual presentation contest, and then two dairy visual presentation contests, one on dairy animals and one on dairy foods. We always have lots of very good speeches and presentations during that part of the contest. The next day, we have a meats judging contest and a dairy products judging contest. And that afternoon, we wrap up our events with a dairy quiz bowl and a livestock quiz bowl.
Now, the winners of a couple of these contests advance to further competition. Tell me about those contests and where Mississippi 4-H'ers advance to compete at the national level.
Sure. Our meats judging contest, the county winning team of that contest will advance to compete at the Western National Roundup in Denver, Colorado in January of 2018. For the contest here, youth will be judging and a variety of placing classes. They'll have to go in and identify a bunch of retail cuts from beef, sheep, as well as hogs, and then they'll have to give some oral reasons to defend some of their placings. The other contest that we have at Congress, from which we'll send a team to a national competition, is our Dairy Quiz Bowl competition. This is a kind of a Jeopardy-style match that tests the knowledge of the young people about everything related to dairy cattle. The winning team from that contest would get to go to Louisville in November of 2017 to compete in the National 4-H Dairy Quiz Bowl competition.
And if people want to learn more about Mississippi 4-H and livestock contests, where can they go?
If you go to extension.msstate.edu, select the link for 4-H, and then go down to the Youth Livestock, and that'll take you to where you can learn more about our Mississippi 4-H livestock contests.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.